CNN's Jim Acosta says it's time to put politics aside and just offer up thoughts and prayers regarding the situation in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirms that American names were given to the Taliban. Plus, some investors are finding new ways to support conservative companies. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
Okay, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with CNN's Jim Acosta because this is the poster child of everything that is wrong with the media and journalism today. Acosta is driven by a left-wing agenda, and yet, as a so-called journalist, he's supposed to put his personal beliefs aside. Yet he never misses an opportunity to blast former President Trump or Republicans in general, and he will sing the praises of the Biden administration no matter how terrible it is. Here is Acosta from back in June.
The insurrectionist in chief is back in the news this week. You remember Donald Trump and his motley crew. Where is that motley coup? Trump's life, it's like a country music song. He's lost the House, he's lost the Senate, he's lost the White House, his website. If he had a dog, the dog would leave him too.
Acosta is just so incredibly lame. Here he is talking about adjusting to a Biden presidency.
When you're asking me if I was run down, I thought you were referring to how I felt during the Trump era. No, I think that, you know, listen, we're all dealing with some post-Trump stress disorder. Other than that, happy Easter, as he was saying in those statements a few days ago. As Annie was just saying a few moments ago, you know, there are questions about why aren't Republicans getting on board with these Biden proposals.
It's always about bashing Trump, no matter what the situation is. Now, some of that bashing is coming back to Biden as he conveys a very, very different message regarding the difficulties Biden is facing in Afghanistan. Here's the story. CNN anchor Jim Acosta encouraged CNN viewers on Saturday to set aside politics and offer thoughts and prayers for tragedies that are unfolding in Afghanistan. But the CNN anchor was quickly reminded of the times he criticized others for offering thoughts and prayers and didn't set aside politics. On Twitter, Acosta shared his report from CNN Newsroom where he slammed Republicans for exploiting the Kabul airport attack. Yep, Acosta slams Republicans for exploiting the Kabul airport attack. Actually, I really wouldn't call it exploiting when someone points out not one, not two, but a series of failures that led up to the point of the attack. Joe Biden has shown that he consistently cannot lead. And what is going on in Afghanistan is the biggest, but certainly not the only example. However, for Acosta, we can't point out what continues to go wrong. We just have to hop on board the Biden train. Here's Acosta's tweet. My thoughts on Afghanistan this week. Now is not the time to score political points. Just imagine, just this once, if we simply offered our thoughts and prayers, give it some thought, pray on it. Imagine if we just offered up our thoughts and prayers. This is coming from Jim Acosta. First of all, there is never a bad time to offer thoughts and prayers. In fact, we should do it more often on many more occasions. But Acosta is using it here to deflect. Put politics aside. Don't try to score political points. Just offer thoughts and prayers. But wait, this is Jim Acosta, the same person who has blasted calls for thoughts and prayers. Here's Acosta back in April actually cheering on Joe Biden for downplaying thoughts and prayers. Biden on gun safety responds to the calls for thoughts and prayers that come after mass shootings. Enough prayers. Time for some action. So Acosta and Biden are in agreement. Enough of the thoughts and prayers. And why? Because they want to advance their anti-Second Amendment agenda, meaning it's all about politics. Acosta has also supported Barack Obama when he downplayed thoughts and prayers. Here's Acosta from 2015. Obama, our thoughts and prayers are not enough. It's not enough. Basically, what Acosta is saying there is, you go, Obama, you tell him how it is. But now, Acosta is telling us how it is, saying that thoughts and prayers are enough.
If there were ever a moment for some sense of national unity, this was it. And yet, in the hours that followed, the divisions in this country were all too apparent. It's the knee-jerk immediacy of these political attacks that stands out. This wasn't Monday morning quarterbacking. That would have meant waiting until the next morning. No, this is Monday morning exploitation, and it's shameful. So many times we hear politicians simply offer thoughts and prayers. Well, if there ever was a moment for just thoughts and prayers, this was it. The tweets, the statements this time should have been about putting the troops first with thoughts and prayers.
Jim Acosta feels that now is the time for just thoughts and prayers. I can tell you there are plenty of thoughts and prayers going around, and that is a great thing. Many of us are praying that this does not happen again. Many of us are praying that the Taliban will not come after Americans and American supporters still trapped in Afghanistan. No, there are plenty of thoughts and prayers, but what Acosta revealed in that clip is that in his call to put politics aside, he's using thoughts and prayers simply as a tool, a political tool to silence criticism of the worst leader since Jimmy Carter. What do you think? Let me know in the comments. All right, so next, let's talk about Secretary of State Antony Blinken. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Okay, so let's talk about Secretary of State Antony Blinken, because there is a lot of talk out there now about lists being given to the Taliban that contain the names of Americans and supportive Afghans that could be used to hunt those people down after the Biden administration leaves them behind. Blinken has said there are no such lists, but then when pressed this weekend, he admitted that yes, names were given to the Taliban. And here's the story. Secretary of State Antony Blinken claimed Sunday that the United States had not given lists of American citizens and allies to the Taliban. Blinken joined Meet the Press with NBC's Chuck Todd and disputed the accuracy of reports indicating U.S. officials had handed over lists of people the Taliban should allow through checkpoints and into the airport in Kabul. Just moments later, however, Blinken appeared to concede that U.S. officials had handed over passenger manifests for busloads of Afghan allies who were supposed to be allowed through security. Okay, let's recap. Blinken, who by the way received warnings months ago that Americans in Afghanistan were in danger, it did nothing about it. He goes on Meet the Press to dispute this claim that the Taliban has lists of Americans and American supporters. Lists that can be used to track down people who end up getting left behind. It's already been reported that the Taliban have gone to homes of Afghans who aided Americans and killed them. That's known. And now reports are that the Taliban have these lists. But back to Blinken. He's now in this exchange with Meet the Press's Chuck Todd, and he started with this.
And I know you guys have some that you think some of this has been a bit overreported or exaggerated. But given the Haqqani Network's ties to the Taliban, how can you be sure any list you share of Afghans who helped Americans won't be used for horrendous reasons by the Haqqani Network or others?
Chuck, it's simply not the case. The idea that we've done anything to put at further risk those that we're trying to help leave the country is simply wrong. And the idea that we shared lists of Americans or others with the Taliban is simply wrong.
So there's Blinken. We are not putting Americans in danger. We are not providing lists of Americans to the Taliban. That is what he is saying. But then, not even 10 seconds later, Todd asked him, so what is being shared with the Taliban? Here's Blinken.
In specific instances, when you're trying to get a bus or a group of people through, and you need to show a manifest to do that, because it, particularly in cases where people don't have the necessary credentials on them or documents on them, then you'll share names of the list on people of the bus so they can be assured that those are people that we're looking to bring in. But the idea that we put anyone in any further jeopardy is simply wrong.
So, we absolutely did not share lists with the Taliban. Oh, but you know, except for the people who are trying to get out, just them, but definitely no one else. Oh my gosh, it is confirmed that America will not get everyone out by the 31st. You know, tomorrow. It's also been confirmed that the Taliban has already been attacking Americans and American supporters. It's been confirmed that the Taliban checkpoints have not been letting some people through. And now it's confirmed that, yes, lists were given to the Taliban. This is why criticism has been so intense, because of the failure of leadership and planning. It's just been monumental. Why would we allow the Taliban to control the checkpoints? The Taliban is actually controlling who can access the airport by looking at lists. Blinken should do us all a favor and resign now. All right, so next, conservative investors are fighting back against woke corporations, and it's about time. We complain all the time about how left-wing so many corporations have become, and those complaints are justified. What many fail to realize, however, is that some of this movement to the left is actually a push by woke investment firms that hold leverage over those companies and force them even more to the left. Now, conservatives are catching on and fighting back. And here's the story. Fortune 500 corporate boardrooms increasingly have embraced a woke agenda, such as Gillette lecturing its shavers about toxic masculinity and Bank of America having guest speakers declare capitalism evil. In response, some Wall Street players are now offering exchange-traded funds, ETFs, that exclude left-wing companies, taking a page from the activist playbook that created investment programs to boycott enterprises deemed environmentally unfriendly. A pair of investment programs that launched in the last year, the American Conservative Values ETF and the Second Vote Advisors ETF, are led by directors who seek companies that have not launched ad campaigns or issued bulletins that they think prioritize liberal politics more than profits. This is very interesting news, and as I alluded to in the lead into this segment, these type of funds not only impact the investor, but also impact the corporations. They cave to the voices of the radical left because the radical left, they think, will affect their bottom line. Now, if more and more people don't invest in those companies, don't support those companies, how long will it take before they realize that perhaps wokeness shouldn't be the goal of the company that makes a computer or one that makes butter or any other product? Here's more. On Friday, the American Conservative Values ETF said it had dumped shares in several companies that have recently embraced critical race theory in seminars and training, according to investigative reports by Christopher Rufo, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Recent actions by Bank of America, Lowe's, American Express, and NASDAQ have caused considerable concern and outrage among politically conservative investors, the American Conservative Values said in a statement, adding that it would encourage investors to boycott those companies. What we've seen over and over again is that when conservatives speak out, when they actually team up and work together, they are unstoppable. The left is radical and loud, but they don't represent the values of most Americans. And by the way, these funds are beating the S&P 500 year-to-date average. So not only does it pay to support conservative values, but it appears to actually pay to support conservative companies. All right, so next, a California teacher is under investigation, not because she is a member of the woke radical left, but because she was called out on her actions. I phrased it that way because more and more often, it seems like the norm is to hire these leftist teachers, people who are focused on indoctrinating our children rather than educating them. Then, just like with the woke companies, it's up to us to then fight back and do something about it. Case in point is this California teacher who is not only anti-American, but apparently proud of it. She doesn't care about the Pledge of Allegiance. She doesn't even have a flag in her classroom. Well, let me correct that. She doesn't have an American flag in her classroom. And here's the story. A California school district is investigating a teacher after she posted a video admitting that she encouraged her students to pledge allegiance to a gay pride flag after she removed the American flag from her classroom. The Newport Mesa School District told Fox News on Saturday that the incident is under investigation, but could not provide more details as it does not discuss employee-related matters. Now, the school district may not be discussing the matter, but that's okay because we can see directly what's going on. This teacher posted a video to social media. It just stuns me that these people are so blind to the fact that most Americans do not buy into this anti-American agenda. Here's part of the video.
Okay, so during third period, we have announcements and they do the Pledge of Allegiance. I always tell my class, stand if you feel like it, don't stand if you feel like it, say the words if you want, don't have to say the words. So my class decided to stand but not say the words. Totally fine. Except for the fact that my room does not have a flag. It used to be there, but I took it down during COVID because it made me uncomfortable. And I packed it away and I don't know where, and I haven't found it yet.
There is so much wrong with this, and I don't even know where to start. First of all, much of what is wrong with this country now is because of the fact that we don't teach and support the American culture, the American way of life. Stand if you want, don't stand if you want. Say something, don't say something. Wrong. There are things that should unite all Americans, and this is one of them. And then the fact that the American flag makes her uncomfortable, I would not hire any teacher who is uncomfortable with the American flag, period. But that's not all. Here's more of the video.
My kid today goes, hey, it's kind of weird that we just stand and then, you know, we say it to nothing. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I got to find it. Like, I'm working on it. I got you. In the meantime, I tell this kid, we do have a flag in the class that you can pledge your allegiance to. And he like looks around. And he goes, oh, that one?
Unbelievable. Now you see why so many parents are speaking out at school board meetings. They are shocked when they see some of the assignments being sent home. They are outraged by teachers such as this one who want students to pledge allegiance to the pride flag. Friends, please get involved in your local school boards. Please pay attention to what is going on. We are the only ones who can make changes for the better. The left is counting on all of us to do nothing. And when we do nothing, we get teachers like that. All right, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. But don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our next show is going to be Wednesday evening at the usual time, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.